Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ready for the holidays? Got that Christmas spirit? Are you looking forward to next year? Let me tell you, the thing I look forward to next year is the lies of the left are going to be exposed. I look forward to that. I look forward to fighting a tooth and nail until November when Donald Trump gets back in office, fighting for all these congressmen who we select to put them into office, getting rid of these turncoat traitors that currently are in office and fighting against them. I look forward to this fight because I'm going to tell you, we've said it many, many election cycles. This is undoubtedly the most important election cycle of our lifetime. And I don't say it because it's the latest. I say it because it's a fact. Glad you guys are listening to me. My name is Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You know what I don't like about the new year and the holiday season, Christmas season and all that? I really don't have the Christmas spirit to the degree that I'd like to have it. I don't. I'm looking forward to next year, but not for the right reasons. Not because I'm looking at it as, boy, this is going to be one heck of a year, a fun year. It's going to be a year where, you know, my business does great, my personal life improves, blah, blah, blah. I don't have any of those. And it is, I'm not being a naysayer. I mean, I have, trust me, there's a lot of great things happening, but I'm just saying I can't know. I can't feel positive about it because I don't know. Too many unknowns. The zombie apocalypse could occur this coming year. I'm not trying to scare you. Many of you are already there. You're there with me. You're going, Kevin, I got to tell you, I believe it, brother. I believe you. I feel the same way. It's difficult to look forward to next year when you have a buffoon at the helm and you have so many people fighting against you. But think about all the things that we are being faced with. Brother against brother. I tell you, this is worse than the Civil War. They talk about J6 and the Civil War. Let me tell you, J6 in many cases in terms of the insurrection is exactly as they described. The only problem is they are the people who did it. It isn't us. It's they who've locked people away. Think about those January 6 people. They have spent 3 years on lockdown for doing absolutely nothing. How many years in prison has BLM spent? You've got Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kamala Harris, many other celebrities who bailed out the BLM folks. Bailed them out. Got them out of jail. J6 people, with everything that we now know, are languishing in jail. They will not spend it with their families. What about these 1,500, 1,400 plus Israelis who died because Biden paid for a terror attack? What about the people being stabbed, killed all over this country by violent criminals led out by people like Joe Biden and the left? What about the people who didn't die, who have to live with the traumas and the tragedies that have occurred because of the people like Joe Biden and the left? Have you thought about these folks? What about the people who can't pay their bills? And I know Christmas isn't about gifts and all that, but let's face it, it's been made into that for a lot of little kids. They're not going to get Christmas. Many of them didn't get Thanksgiving because they couldn't afford it. We are now living at a time where people can no longer afford the basics of life, can't pay their bills, can't afford their meds, can't afford to live where they used to live. These people are struggling in every possible way. What do they have to look forward to? Another year of Joe Biden bragging about how, well, inflation's come down from the 3 triple digits it was growing. these heartless people. They talk about they've invited people to come to America to flood our borders. And then they do nothing. They're not going to take care of them. They want their vote. They want to let them vote. They're not going to take care of them. What happens when their strategy doesn't play out the way that they think it will? What happens? We know what happens. These people are going to want to go home. They're going to starve to death. I told you this before. I have friends who have come over here in the lottery. They made it. They thought America was going to be this great thing for them. And they live in New York. They live in D.C., places I go often, sadly, for work. And you know what they found out? Nowhere near the American dream they thought. Every dollar they get, they got to spend. More than that, they can't send money home. Oh, America seemed very alluring. The way the Democrats painted it looks that way. But it's not. Because they're in control. The alluring America, the thing that gives America its allure, I'm talking to it. It's you. You people do. These people can't do it. They pretend that they love God, they respect Christianity, and they don't. We're at a point right now where we're going to go through the part of the holiest of seasons. I mean, second to Easter. Talking about the birth of Jesus. We're talking about Christianity. We're going to be talking about Hanukkah, Judeo-Christian values. And these people will pretend they love God. They're going to pretend that they have the Christmas spirit. They're going to act like they want to feed the poor. They want to help the hungry, etc. And the only time they want to do it is like when a Gavin Newsom says, "Daddy's coming home." Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to. Laying it out for you. Look, I'm optimistic because I know you're out there. And I'll tell you this. I know there is a loving, living God who is in my life. He's in your life. And he's helping us all through these just very trying circumstances. But I'd be lying to you if I told you that I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the change that I'm going to implement. I'm looking forward to what you're going to do, how you're going to change and restructure and do things to fit your life in the way that you need it to work. But I'm going to tell you, I remember the days of Trump. I remember that first election that they thought was impossible when that guy got into office. And I looked at the stock market. I looked at the outlook. Everything was so positive. I looked at how the retailers were. Everybody was beaming. The numbers were up. And Donald Trump was just beginning to start telling you what he was going to do. And he'd already saved Carrier. And I remember year one and year two and year three of his presidency. And looking forward to what was coming. And then came year four with the big chief. And I no longer look forward. Lots to talk about today. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know I kind of left you thinking things were gloom and doom going into the next year, but it's not the case. I'm just telling you, I want to go into the next year feeling optimistic and happy and upbeat. And I am happy, but it's only because of the demise that is going to befall the Democrats. Who wants to go in thinking,
I can't wait for somebody else to fail?
You know, that's not the way to go into anything. It's funny, when we were fundraising, and I was talking to some lady, and I said, well, we tend to confront. She goes, we don't like it when people confront. People are kind of, yeah, and I get it. You know, you want to feel good about what you're supporting. When you say things like, oh, we're going to go out and we're going to save 1,000 orphans. Okay, that's fine. Now, but if you go out and go, we're going to stop people from, you know, from breaking up families and stuff like, oh, you're confronting. You're actually going to get to the bottom of the problem. And it bugs me because we should be looking for solutions, but we're not. And we have too many people that are spineless, and so they don't, you know, we end up not being able to accomplish anything. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're talking about the new year, holidays, what's coming up, and what to expect. And how do we go at this in a way that makes us feel good, feel like, you know, we're vindicated, feel like America's going to get what it needs, we get what we need. And Everybody benefits. See, the problem with leftism is nobody benefits. There are people that want to elect Joe Biden, and they know the carnage, the triage that this man has created. He has ruined people's lives, and people want him back. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't care who the leader is. If the leader stinks, I don't want him back. I don't care whether he's Republican, Independent, or Democrat. I want to get rid, R-I-D, of that person. I want the best person in office that's going to help people. How about we help our veterans and stop them from committing suicide? Get them off the street. How about we really look into the homeless problem in America and delve into it? How about we look into these broken families? How about we look into these broken lives? See, it's one thing to talk about the broken family. How about the broken lives of people who feel like there's nothing there, there's no reason to hope? I made a list of, there's a project that a friend of mine, he got funding to, he's a brilliant singer, and he got funding to do a project. The guy told him, look, you put this together, you're too good not to be singing. And we talked, got him together with some songwriters, people that have written hit songs. One of my friends has written 40 hit songs. And we said, let's start looking at this. And one of the titles that I came up with is, let me think, here it is. What Am I Missing was one of the titles. Make Me Whole. I Want to Believe. Those are titles that we came up with. And why did I come up with those titles? Because I think there are people out there suffering. They want to feel good. They want to take off the mask. They want to be who they are. And they want to feel good about life. And they can't. What's holding them back? These are amazing. I mean, it's fun to think about this because you think about the concept. When we were talking about it, one of my friends that writes, his name is Brian. We were talking about it, and Brian said, Kevin, it's all about the concept. And I said, Brian, I think I have some concepts. I do. One of them was too tired to dream. You know why I put that down as a concept? Because as a little black kid growing up right now, you're probably too tired to dream. You have been so exasperated, by the system. What about your mom? She's probably too tired to dream. She's working her butt off to keep you in school, out of trouble, etc. What about that single black mother that's too tired to dream? And I thought about it from the standpoint of people in other countries working their butts off, you know, being told, oh, life is going to get better for you. They're too tired to dream. They're working 14 hours a day. What about that immigrant that comes to America thinking he's going to find the American dream, who's too tired to dream because they're working their butts off? They got nothing. They were promised something, thought that they were going to get something, and got here and found out, you know what? Leftism will kill you. Socialism is just as rampant here, just on a higher scale. You get what I'm saying? I want to get to this. This is a topic I want to talk about. Biden's polling. His demise was easier to predict, folks, than a desert sun, than sand in the Sahara. But Democrats continue on their hope and cheat strategy. But the truth is setting in for him, and we've talked about it almost every week now. Because the problem with the Democrats is even cheating can't carry them for all the reasons in those song titles I gave you. The cheating can't carry them. I'm not a psychic, but I knew things were going to go from bad to worse. You've heard me talk about it on this very program. It is no secret that an 80-year-old man with dementia can't survive the blood sport of politics very long. Now I want you to think back when Biden got selected by the Democrats in 2020. When his back was against the wall, he had lost in Iowa, barely limped out of New Hampshire or whatever. I don't remember the details. You may remember better than I do. But I know this. Going into South Carolina, he was a wounded rabbit or a wounded donkey, and he had nowhere to go. Wounded. And then everybody suddenly dropped out. Elitist intervention is what extended the political career of this clown. But in their desperation to defeat Donald Trump, the Democrats scraped the bottom of the barrel and they chose the best of the dregs. You know what the dregs are? That's a sediment that settles at the bottom. And they chose Joe Biden, the dregs, the bottom of the barrel. And Joe Biden did his best to play the part of president. That's what he's done. Joe Biden knows in his heart of hearts he's not the real president. He knows it. They've sat in rooms and talked about it and said, look, you're going to win. You can tell the cocky nature of them. They knew it. I'm telling you right now, when I went to the polls and I watched the Democrats at the polls, they were sitting back there smug, and we were all going in to vote, and we knew our votes mattered. We were psyched up over Donald Trump, and these people sat there and they looked at us. They were just smiling. It was funny because we were walking by. I walked by them and said, "What are y'all even doing here?" You know, and they were just like, "Whatever." The cheat was in, and we're finding out more about that, aren't we? That's going to be one of your Christmas presents, folks. It may come a little later, may come in the next year, but you're going to get a Christmas present this year that started this year, and it has to do with Democrat cheating. So anyway, Dr. Jill and Joe Biden convinced themselves that they earned the spot, that they even deserved it. But now the chickens have come home to roost. 3+ years of Biden proved the Trumpsters right. Now even the Democrats understand why elections need to be fair. Why elections need to be by the people, not unelected fat cats and other bureaucrats. Biden's numbers on election night were as good as they were ever going to possibly get. And there's reason for that. He inherited Trump's rebuilt economy, which he happily dismantled. What did Democrats think was going to happen? Now they're going to pay the price. And when we come back, we're going to discuss how they're paying the price, what the poll numbers are, as well as the Republican strategy.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As part of an agreement with Israel, Hamas releasing an additional 11 hostages, the White House confirming the extension of the ceasefire agreement for 2 more days. Israel freeing 33 Palestinian detainees, the majority being children. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona caught on camera butchering a popular quote by the late former President Ronald Reagan. Cardona said,
I think it was President Reagan said, "We're from the government. We're here to help."
Reagan actually said the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. The exact opposite of what Cardona said. American funding for Israel and Ukraine could be bundled together. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intending to present a bill linking funding for the countries as early as next week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is this another way of saying the American dream?
Binomics is just another way of saying restore the American dream.
Binomics is just another way of saying restore the American dream.
The oldest president in U.S. history also continues to face questions about his age, even here in Nantucket.
Mr. President, are you too old to be running for re-election? Why is Donald Trump beating you in the latest poll?
President Biden faces the lowest approval rating of his presidency. We hope to hear from President Biden before he takes off to go back to Washington.
Biden is just another way of saying this is the American dream.
I feel like I'm listening to Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Biden is the way. You get him, Guido. Say, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do this.
Oh, welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Melissa was telling me the other day, she says, babe, your show, you're too serious. And I go, and it's funny because I guess you do, I do tend to get into serious mode periodically, but she's like, you know, as we're doing the show, she's going, sounds like you're shouting at people. I go, I guess I kind of am. I don't know. I feel like we, it's a pretty good blend of serious and non-serious. I mean, it's all serious. Don't misunderstand me. But it's a pretty good blend of mixing, you know, real topics with making light of it. But maybe I should pay more attention. And it's funny because I have caught myself doing this. Anyway, glad you guys are back. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Contact us. I'm not ordering you to, but I like to interact with you. Give us a call. Send me a note on Facebook, on X. By the way, @KevinJacksonTBS. Tango Bravo Sierra. @KevinJacksonTBS on Twitter or X if you want to get a hold of us there. Bidenomics, another way of saying restore the American dream. You believe that? I don't. Hey, polling, that's what we were talking about earlier. Let's see. November started with the New York Times Siena College poll showing Trump ahead in 4 of the 6 swing states. By the way, I don't believe that. I think Trump is ahead in every state. Anyway, they say, but more indicators of Biden's electoral peril soon followed. Biden's standing in head-to-head matchup with Trump is falling. Among the latest surveys this month from 13 separate pollsters, Biden's position is worse than their previous polls in all but 2 of them. Now, I will stop you for just a second, stop here for just a second and ask you, what is there possibly that Biden is improving in? Oh, one of the hostages he freed, we learned, is an American hostage. Well, what did that cost us? Joe Biden started a war through terror, funded the terrorists to attack Israel, got Americans essentially held hostage, and now he gets one back and he goes, look at what I did. I mean, this is the craziest logic I've ever seen. I mean, this is Democrat logic. They start the mess, they create the chaos, then they start to get themselves out of their mess that they're never going to get us out of, by the way. But we're supposed to feel good about it.
Oh, we got one of our 20 hostages back. Woo-hoo, let's just all go celebrate.
They go on to say this. And while polls suggest most of the movement comes from, you ready for this? Voters abandoning Biden, who might become undecided, ready, but not swing to supporting Trump. Oh, what? They won't vote for Trump, but they're going to leave Biden? Boy, that means peril for Donald Trump, doesn't it? They said the Republican has also started to gain steam. Can you imagine how tough it was for somebody to write this? They said, Trump's vote share in the national polling average is higher now than in any other point in the past year. The state level data are just as striking. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something else here that the media is trying to tell you that is such a blatant lie. I don't even know how they can get away with it. But they say this. To those New York Times Siena polls within the last week and a half, other surveys have shown Trump ahead by 8 points in Arizona, 5 points up in Michigan. Biden's recent slide and his political predicament some 11 months before Election Day represent, you ready? Here it comes. A confluence of slippage with reliable Democratic constituencies like young voters, the outbreak of the war in the Middle East, and the rise of independent and third-party candidates who could siphon votes from both Biden and Trump. Now, okay, valid statement. Not going to lie about that. But who's going to get the most votes siphoned when you're losing your reliable Democratic constituencies, as Biden is? And, oh, by the way, Trump's numbers are going up. How do you, I mean, really, you're going to try to sell me on the IO? Trump, he's completely not popular. How? He's losing votes. No. See, they're not telling you that Donald Trump's losing votes. Look at the trends. Donald Trump is trouncing multiple people in the so-called Republican primary. He's trouncing them to such a degree. Do you know what people are saying about the Republican debates? Have you heard? Cancel them. Why are we having them? Trump's not participating. Every time they have a debate, he's not losing. He's not losing any ground. We can talk more about that down the road, but you get what I'm saying? This is so fun to watch. So let's juxtapose that to the Republican strategy, because that's the other piece that I wanted to talk about. And I said this earlier in the broadcast. It's tough to cheer against something because the want is to cheer for something. I mean, think about it. You feel bad when you're like, boo, you know, I mean, you're cheering against the other team. If you're in a game, I want to cheer when my team moves the ball, scores, you know, dunks it. I don't know, whatever the thing is that we're for. The other team comes down, their fans are cheering for them. In fact, have you ever watched a Little League game? Watch the parents there. A kid will make a spectacular catch on another team. Or a pitcher, I'm talking about baseball here, for those of you who don't follow sports. A kid will make a pitch that just corkscrews one of our players into the ground. And you know what we do? We go, whoa, that was amazing. Wow, we clap for the other kid. I remember this kid made one heck of a catch. It was big league. And it was against our team. And we just knew it was going to drop in. But, you know, we were like, whoa, we were like, what? You know, you want to cheer. I think it's a natural thing to want to cheer for the things that are good. You want to recognize the good in people. Do you know that there's a psychological study that says when you see somebody, you look for the good in them. You look for the pretty in their face. You see a commercial on TV. It could be with an ogre, and you're looking for something to like about it. That's just kind of the natural thing. But so to go against that is almost to go against who you are as, from a human being perspective. But we've been forced to do it more than we like. During the Obama era, I'm not going to lie to you, I cheered against baby black Jesus. Oh, yeah. I couldn't support his insane policies. Now, while I cheered against him, I hoped he could be successful, but I wanted him to change his stupid ways. That was a pipe dream. You can't get leftists to change their ways. And the reason is this. They are bought and paid for by people who don't care about us. There are people who say, I don't care what happens in an election. I want to be able to dictate what is going to impact my life. And you know what's funny about it? It's people who are so rich, you would think they're practically untouchable. But they want to have that kind of control. These are the Dr. Evils of the world. The people that Hollywood makes movies about that we think is a joke. Dr. Evil. He exists. She exists. Mostly he's. Because it's guys that are full of themselves. And they do. They want to be able to be able to tell their friends, watch this. I can impact the stock market. I can impact this. I can put a lockdown over here. I can start a war over here. Can you imagine the power? I mean, that's God complex. The power you think you have. When you can do those kinds of things. I mean, we're happy to just be able to, you know, I went to the store the other day and I paid cash. Our little micro world is so small compared to the, there are people that can move mountains. They can stop aircraft carriers in the middle of the ocean. They have that kind of power and they love it. They relish it. And you haven't even dreamed about that kind of power. I'm trying to figure it out now, making it up for the show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call.
I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In February, the president conducted an interview with, I believe it was Telemundo, and he was asked about the dismal state of his job approval rating. And he answered in words to this effect, "Do you know anyone that believes the polling these days?" And he talked in some detail about the difficulty of getting people on the phone and compiling accurate polling. Whenever you're asked about the president's dismal job approval ratings, you say we're not going to look at polls. We look at his accomplishments. And yet, when you are asked about various domestic policy initiatives, you will say these poll very well. People support what the president wants to do. If you look at the individual subjects on the polling, they support what the president's agenda is. So, once and for all, Are only certain polls valid in your eyes, the ones that support your agenda, or is the polling data that shows that President Biden has been stuck for 2 years at the low 40s in his approval ratings, are those valid?
So here's the thing. I think it's important to share that American people do approve of some of the president's initiative.
So the polls that show that the electorate at large and also significant majorities within the Democratic Party believe that the president is too old, the polls that show the American people and also significant majorities within the Democratic Party don't want him to run again, and the polls that show his handling of the economy, foreign policy, all of these dismal polls, his job approval ratings, does the White House have any basis to challenge the accuracy of that polling?
I'm not challenging the accuracy here. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying to you is that, we're not going to change the minds of Americans. I get that. Americans are going to feel how they feel, and we're going to respect that. And I've said that many times from here. Many times. I said that moments ago. What I can tell you is what our perspective is. What I can tell you is how we see things. And we believe experience, this president having experience to get things done, is important. And we know that it's going to take some time, right, for Americans to feel what we have been able to do in this administration.
Cherry picking the polls. That's what the left does. They cherry pick them. And that's why Kevin, you're cherry picking too. Well, maybe. I'm not going to lie because I'm going to, but I'm not doing it. What I tell you all the time is I don't believe the polls. I tell you, even when the poll is pro-Trump, I don't believe it. I think it's worse than what they tell you. In other words, Trump is not only beating Biden in 4 of 6 states, he's beating Biden in all 6 states and by more than what they tell you. That's what I think of the polls. Polls are meant to influence your way. Polls are like the prelude to what they really want to set as the narrative. So in this case, I tell you, don't get too excited about the polls because they're polling to show Biden, you're done. Then they're going to slip somebody else in there. It'll be a Newsom or somebody. And then they're going to go, everybody likes Newsom. Really? Californians don't like Gavin Newsom. I was just out there. They don't like Gavin Newsom. I talked to people that I promise you were Democrats at some point. They were like, whatever. We rode with an Uber driver. And what was it? A guy. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you that story another time because we were talking sports. And he was like, Kaepernick should be playing in the league. And I was like, no, he shouldn't. And he was a diehard San Francisco fan. I said, I expect you to say. He was wearing a San Francisco gear. He took us to the airport. And I said, no, he shouldn't. I said, he's a cancer on anybody's team. I don't care how good he is. I said, it would be like, you could date a supermodel, but if she's a witch and all your friends hate her and you can't go do anything fun because she, of her attitude, are you a winner? Doesn't matter. I said, it's not, sports is not always about just your athleticism. It's about it's about team unity. By the way, we could apply that to ourselves, conservatives. It's not always about the best guy. Romney on paper looks like the best guy. We'll talk more about him in the next hour because he made some comments as well that I find very fascinating. But let me get back to this. I told you I don't like cheering against people, but I openly cheer against Joe Biden. And for the reasons that I cheered against his former boss, Baby Black Jesus, I cheer against them because their policies stink. And I'm not talking about for me personally, I'm talking about for the greater good. See, I'm one of these people that believes when we make most of the people happy, when people are feeling good about the country, that's as good as it gets. I may personally be suffering a little bit, but if everybody can share in some part of the happiness, we're a better country. That's my communist view, okay? But we have a lunatic running our country. And I don't know who it is, but whoever it is telling Biden what to do. And the people cheering for Biden who know that he's a train wreck, shame on you. Kevin Jackson, by the way, is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Jot that number down, 844-551-8255. Get on Facebook. Get on Twitter, X. Find me. Send me notes. send notes to the email, the Kevin Jackson. Well, you can get a hold of me when you go to the Kevin Jackson Network. You can send me a note. Join our database. Do the things to keep in contact with us. We want to know what you're into, what you're about. Anyway, here's what I will tell you. I'm giddy about how things are going to go for the Democrats in 2024, and it's not going to be good. And I don't like cheering against the country, but I'm giddy. I'm happy. Let me ask you, would you trade places with the Democrats? Is there anywhere you would trade places where you want to be one? You got a secure place to run in New York under Chuck Schumer. Would you trade places with Chuck Schumer? Would you want to be inside of that brain? Would you want his life? It sounds good, doesn't it? Getting, you know, going to all the things and getting treated like a rock star. All built on the wrong stuff. It's a house of cards. Even the most ardent rhino anti-Trumper wouldn't trade places with the Democrats. You want to know how I know? Because I've watched them with their rants. I watched Michael Rapaport, who is one of those people who wants to do what? Come to our side of the island, to the fun side of the island. Democrats have major headwinds ahead of them in 2024. You want to know what's number one? Number one, inflation. Followed closely by how people feel about their safety. Food prices are not going to go down in the next few months, folks. Not enough to impact people. Gas prices are not going to drop enough. Portfolios are not going to be built back enough, even with these fat cats trying to manipulate stuff. You want to know why? I know. Because they're selfish. They don't want everybody to win. If they did, we would be winning. The stock market would continue to climb. There wouldn't be the profit taking that you're seeing by these folks. There would be so much good happening. And we would feel it. Why are they letting Biden languish like this in the polls? Why are they letting the Democrats, you know, go through all they're going through? Foreign policy issues, part of the safety? Do you feel safe as a country? We're fighting in Ukraine a proxy war that could lead us into war with China or Russia. We're fighting, now we financed the war, the terrorist attack of Israel that could lead us to war with Iran, which of course would involve lots of other stuff. We are creating wars, Joe Biden is, and the Democrats. What about domestically? You think people feel safe in cities? I don't know if you saw the video on Thanksgiving. A guy was going through Chicago. He's got his little bag. He just gotten off a plane, took the subway, the L. He's going to look for his apartment. A car pulls up and they jump out like a pack of wild hyenas and they steal his wallet, his ring, his watches, everything, holding him at gunpoint, telling other cars going by to keep moving as they have these rifles aimed at him. And people are scared to death. They're keeping on moving. That somebody said, welcome to Chicago. Do you think Chicagoans feel safe? Why is this mass exodus of Democrats happening? And I know what they tell you. Oh, they're not going to vote for Trump. Really? How do you know? Because some of them are. I give you Michael Rapaport. Every time somebody wants to tell me what's not going to happen, I give you a guy that I watch. He talks about Trump. Even in his I might vote for Trump, he still calls him, you know, pig pecker and all kinds of crap. How about that border issue? You know, the New York's Eric Adams? Eric Adams is essentially being targeted because he dared go against the grain. He's being targeted. What about that Eric Adams? New York, border problems. Openly saying this border issue is crushing New Yorkers. They got it. Man, I would not want to be a Democrat. What about all their lies? You think people have forgotten Russian collusion? You think they've forgotten Hillary Clinton? What about Biden's health? They lying about that? What about Biden's wealth? Are they lying about that? How did he get it? What about J6, election cheating, media distrust, and, oh, Trump's resurgence?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.